Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We are on the letter A, and the topic today is accommodation. Matt, what is accommodation?
Well, in this reference, it's ocular accommodation. So
eyeball.
The eye, yeah, the eye accommodate into something.
Right. Okay?
So let's start off with understanding where this term came from. So the earliest account I could find came from a particular gentleman known as Christian Huygens.
Okay.
He was Dutch.
Huygens.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pronounced, well, spelt H-U- Y-G-E-N-S.
All right.
Okay, so basically he was a polymath.
Smart dude.
Very smart, mathematician, but also did a lot with lenses, both microscopes and telescopes. Now,
so the very small and the very big.
Yeah. So he coined the term accommodation, and what the term he used or the sentence he used was, accommodation is, adapts itself to this, now to yonder matter.
Right.
Okay. So did you get that?
Do you? That's the question. Yeah, I think that's referring to adapts itself to this, meaning your eye focuses on something.
Yeah.
And now to yonder matter, meaning now you can pay attention or now you can move on with what you need to do. So the eye will accommodate. So if my assumption is if it's close, it needs to accommodate so that focus. You can see it, then you can move on with the task. Or if it's in the distance, you can focus, see it, move on with the task. Yep. Maybe that's what he's saying, but who knows?
Yeah.
They all spoke in riddles back then.
So the actual definition of what accommodation or ocular accommodation is, it's the potential of an eye to change its refractive power to maintain focus both at distance and near. Okay, so that's essentially what we're talking about. Yeah. In this particular definition. Now, again, we'll just quickly have a look historically. Galen, we all know Galen. He was a fairly famous anatomist, but probably also physiologist. So around his time of 200 AD, it was known that accommodation did drop off once we got older. So this is known as senile accommodation. So we knew that there was some deterioration in this process. And we also knew there were some drugs that were used around his time that impacted accommodation. So this would be opium.
Oh, yeah.
So that had an effect on it. There's also, they used to use a plant called mandrake.
Yes.
Which is atropine, essentially. I mean, one of the drugs we get from that is hyoscyamine.
Yeah.
And that is...
sympathetic agonist?
No, it's more parasympathetic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that causes a paralysis of the accommodation process.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it was known that there was things that impacted accommodation, even going way before this Dutch gentleman.
Is accommodation dilation and constriction of the muscles associated with the pupil?
Now I'll explain it.
Oh, okay.
So the first thing is accommodation is the process by which the eye changes its optical power to maintain a clear focus. Okay. So when we talk about refraction, it describes the deflection of light to change the angle to focus it on the retina.
Right.
Okay. So when you are looking in a long distance opposed to short, you need to change that refraction to keep it focused on the retina because that's where the cells are that pick up light. Yeah. Now, what part of your eye do you think does the most of refraction? This might surprise you.
I would have thought the lens.
No, that's actually that's the one that does it, but the part of your eye that does
it. So that answers the question then.
Well, no, the part of the eyeball that does most of the light refracting is actually your cornea.
Okay.
Okay, but the lens is the thing that can adapt.
So what's the cornea?
The cornea is the kind of the outer part of the front of your eye that has the kind of the concave?
Convex.
Or looking.
Looking into it would be convex then, yeah.
And that does a lot of refraction, but the lens is what's organic. It can change from one to the other, okay? So accommodation itself is a fairly dynamic process and it's done by changing the shape of the lens. So there's two main things that it does this is the lens itself has elastic tissue associated with it, so it has its own kind of recoil ability. But we also have these zonule fibers that kind of tug on it.
Zonule?
Zonule.
Cool.
So they kind of pull.
Like guy wires.
Yeah, that are attached to a ciliary muscle that pull on it to help it flatten out. Okay, is that all right? So when you want to look into the distance, what you're trying to do with your lens is flatten it.
Yeah.
And so what happens is the muscles tug on those zone fibers and flatten it off. But when you want to look near.
And what is being flattened here? The
lens itself.
The lens itself. Yeah.
And so when you want to look close, you want to make the lens fat.
Okay.
And so the way it does that.
So more narrow, you're saying? Is it about dilation and constriction?
No, it's not the pupil.
It's not the aperture change.
No,
it's just the shape of the lens. Okay. Yeah.
So when you want to look readable.
Does it want to flatten it at a distance because it's a wide amount of light coming in and then because things are closer up, there's less light, less distance, and therefore it needs to fatten it. Because
it's kind of like, you know, when light focuses. Goes through a prism of glass, that will have an effect on the way that it moves through it and then it focuses on behind it. So I guess a fatter kind of points all the light into a closer distance on the retina, whereas a flatter one, it does it in a slightly different way.
Yep.
Okay.
And that would have to do with the distance and broadness of the light coming in.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So that would be the other one. Yeah, I think that's most of it.
Cool.
But this is where what you're hinting of, with the accommodation of the lens, that goes with a few other things. So that goes with the pupil size, but also with the way you look. And so this becomes the accommodation reflex. So very, very quickly, what you want to do when you look reflexively to a piece of paper, you want to constrict your pupil, which is meiosis. You want to bring your eyes kind of together, almost like cross-eyed, and then you want to fatten the lens off.
Ooh.
And all those three things together is known as the accommodation reflex.
Cool.
And that's all driven by the parasympathetic nervous system. Okay. Really quickly, what goes wrong with it? So this is essentially presbyopia. And this is essentially an insufficiency of accommodation. How does this come about? Well, it can be from you lose that elasticity of the lens. So this is a classic aging process. Or the lens becomes hardened, like it becomes rock-like. Or you could have problems with the muscles or the nerves or certain drugs can impact the accommodation reflex. So these are the things that go wrong. And when we look at a child, they have a very powerful accommodation reflex. So they can go from distance to 6.5 centimeters away from their eye and they can focus. That's a 15-step process or 15 dioptics change.
Wow.
And they can do that in 200 milliseconds.
Wow. Can you?
You compare that to an adult in their fifth or sixth decade, they can only maybe do 5 instead of the 15.
Wow.
And then they're looking, you know how you see them read a book and it's like they're holding it way out in front of them because they can't accommodate. They can't do that lens fattening because their lens isn't elastic anymore and it's become kind of solidified.
Cool.
So there you go. That's accommodation.
Sweet.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.